الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون وقال تعالى وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده واجتباكم وما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج ملة أبيكم إبراهيم هو سماكم المسلمين صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Respected elders and brothers, the ayat which I recited now in the khutbah is the last verse of Surah Al-Hajj. With the fazl and grace of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the Hujjaj, many of them have already embarked on the journey of Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them with the Hajj Maqbool, Hajj Mabroor. May Allah ta'ala accept all the ibadat, all the du'as. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also include our names in their du'as and give us all the opportunity of visiting the Haramain Sharifain time and again, over and over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must take us with acceptance and bless us with a very special connection to the holy lands, Makkah Mukarramah and Madinah Munawwarah. So this ayat here, very often you will hear this ayat being recited in the namazes. Many imams will read this part. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ وَاجْتَبَاكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجِ. Strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you ought to strive. You need to now put difficulty on yourself, take upon yourself some sort of hardship, some sort of difficulty, some sort of strain in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to promote the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring alive the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed insan with great gifts and great potential. One of the gifts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed insan with is that insan can make an effort. Insan can strive in a certain direction. And when insan makes an effort, and if he utilizes the intellect Allah blessed him with, then you see things happening. You see things materializing. A man wants to put up a business. What won't he do now? He will make sure whatever measures need to be taken, whatever steps need to be taken, how much of time needs to be put in, he puts in the time. Why? He knows that he's going to put up this business now. And the business is going to generate an income for him. It's going to make profit. So he uses his time, he uses his resources, he uses his sweat, he uses his blood to put that business up. Why? Because he has put He has full confidence in the business. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a provider, but because he sees this as a means for his dunya, this is a means for him to be successful in this world, for him to get money in his hands, so he's prepared to undertake any type of difficulty. Whatever difficulty it is, whatever time it requires, insan is prepared to put in the hours, he's prepared to use his resources. So what about now the akhirat? What about the year after? What about the investment you're going to make for the eternal life? This life in this dunya is a very short life. This dunya in front of the akhirat is like one drop in front of the entire ocean. Now can you imagine one man uses all his efforts, he uses his intellect, his understanding, all his time chasing after one drop, but he forgot about the entire ocean. Something is wrong with this man. One drop you did so much for, but the entire ocean, what did you do for that? What did you do to secure your akhirat? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed insan with the potential of making an effort. He can make mujahada, he can strive, he can work in a certain direction. And if he's got direction and he's working diligently, then definitely you will see the results of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him the results of his efforts. He will see the fruits of his efforts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ. Now you strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you use your resources, you use your time, you use your energy for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To bring alive the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, in this day and time, let alone outsiders, for the protection of our own iman and the protection of the iman of our children, we have to make an effort. Because the whole tide is going in a different direction. This dunya has taken a completely different line. Sometimes when you talk about these things, you don't know whether to laugh or whether to cry. It is such a pitiable condition. What has happened to this dunya? In the name of progress, in the name of technology, in the name of advancement, in the name of modernism, what has happened to the dunya? The dunya is gone in a completely different direction. Just go and look at the stats of what is happening. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatuh, he mentioned the statistics of crime in America in the 1970s. One of his kitabs, he had an article. The statistics of crime in America, you know, the place which we look up to. You hear of the American dream. People want to go to America. They've got a dream. But look at the statistics of crime. Keep the facts before us. Look at it. Open up your eyes and see what is happening in the dunya. You will understand in which direction the world is going. You don't need to have a PhD to understand this. You don't need to be a rocket scientist. You just need to utilize our akhl a little bit. A little bit of common sense and you'll see where this whole thing is heading to. This whole new lifestyle. So he says that in the 1970s, every 30 minutes, there was a murder taking place. Every 13 minutes, there was a rape taking place. Look at the suicide rates. 2021, every 11 minutes, there was a suicide taking place. Imagine. People are going and killing their own, taking their own lives. You get a sick man, old man, he doesn't want to die. Maulana, make dua for me, I get shifa. People want to live. They want to be in this dunya, they want to spend time with their family. For people to take their own lives, do you understand what must be going on in their minds? What turmoil are they going through? What sort of depression are they going through for them to take their own lives? Few years ago, 2023, statistics of our country, 70 murders every day. Every day 70 people are getting killed. 70 people every day. That is the statistics. This is the dunya. This is the modern life. Now you hear of AI. AI is the big thing now. People are even asking AI maslas now. But remember, someone told me, they asked just to test the AI, they found it gave all wrong maslas. Someone asked the AI some ayats of the Quran Sharif. It gave wrong ayats. Then when they asked the AI, well, why you gave wrong ayats? He said, no, sorry, I made a mistake. All these things are very, very misleading. They're very misguiding. Sometimes there's a shaitan behind the scenes there that we don't know of. And how? So you're hearing of cases now where people are getting married to the AI. These are all real things. It's coming, the kuffar, they are giving you all the statistics. This is not coming from some person that's coming from some Darul Uloom or some Mulana. They telling you. So the psychologists are so worried now because there are cases of people getting married to the AI, like getting married to a robot. Just for us to understand, older people may not even understand. Younger people will understand when we're speaking about AI. It's like getting married to a robot so that whenever you're feeling down, you can talk to the robot. So whether you wake up in the middle of the night, anytime you're feeling depressed, you can talk to the AI. The AI will console you. The AI will support you. So what happened now is, as I said, there's a shaitan behind the scenes. So the AI must be listening to this man, all his stories, different stories, you got this problem, that problem. Then eventually the AI now is giving him advice. After the AI has now won his confidence. So it's giving him advice that I don't see any way out for you from this problem but suicide. Few people already committed suicide based on the advice that the AI gave to them. So this dunya is a sick world. There's seriously sick-minded people that are controlling this dunya, and Allah protect us. But if we don't hold firm onto our deen, we will go mad ourselves. We will become sick ourselves. This deen, we have to hold very firm onto it. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding you, work hard, strive, whatever it takes. Remember, no matter how much of money you have to put in, no matter how much of time you have to put in, no matter how much of effort you have to put in, protect yourself now. Protect your iman. Protect the iman of your children. Before you know it, your child will be going in the wrong direction. The whole tide is going in the wrong direction. If we're not going to make a concerted effort to protect our iman, then the consequences are going to be very dangerous. The consequences are going to be disastrous. Time does not permit us, and remember some of these things, it's not even appropriate for us to say it in the masjid. What is happening in the world? What type of cases, what type of problems? Children coming from good homes, someone is becoming an atheist, someone is becoming a Satanist, someone is becoming a druggie, someone is becoming a gay, someone is becoming a Hindu, someone is becoming a lesbian, from good homes we are speaking about. There's a different wars, remember, in this world, we are fighting a battle on different fronts. One is the war we know happening in Gaza, and that war is spreading in the Middle East. You're seeing different countries now. What is happening in Pakistan now? So this war is spreading. That is one type of a war. And the other war is the ideological war, wherein they are using psychological warfare to take people away from their deen, to take people away into negligence, to take people away to the road of Jahannam. So, وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding you, strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Strive in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Strive to protect your deen, to protect your iman. If you come into the right environment, into the company of good people, then inshallah you can protect your iman. But if you go into the wrong environment, in the company of wrong people, then you're going to lose your iman. Actually, your environment is what is going to determine your destiny, what type of environment you're sitting in. If you're coming in the right environment with the correct intentions, with the intention for you to benefit, with the intention for you to come on the straight path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to open up the way for you. You see, the effort of Dawat and Tabligh. What a great effort this is. What a major difference it made in this world. You found people. And I'm telling you, I've also seen people with my own eyes. And I've heard stories where a person was a complete write-off. A complete write-off. Everyone gave up hope on that person. He was a person, you know, very evil and notorious type of a person. Yeah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He gives tawfiq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes things work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the hearts. Who is in control of the hearts? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of the hearts. That man goes out sometimes for 40 days, for 4 months, few months down the line, few years down the line, and you see that man, you can't even make him out. MashaAllah, the person got a kurta now. Now he's got a beard. Now he's got a turban. Now he's talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's talking about Allah's greatness. The same man that was selling drugs, the same man that was involved in all the vices you can think about, look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the condition now. So coming into the right environment, coming into the company of the right people, and how it can mold your mind, it can mold your character, it can shape the way you think, it can change the world around you. You can become a different personality because you are now in the right company. You are in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As someone said it very beautifully, na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se, deen hota hai buzurgo ki nazar se. It is not through kitabs. You think now I'm just going to study. Self-study can be a very dangerous thing. People are going and studying books now. They don't even know what books to study. They're going on Google. And they're asking Google now what book to study. They're just going and doing random searches. Sometimes a book is written by a complete modernist. Sometimes a book is written by some orientalist. The kuffar have got a whole lot of orientalists. They're writing books. Classical English. Me and you will read that book, we'll be blown away. But there's poison within that book. There's poison there. There's something to make your doubt your iman. To put doubts in your heart towards sahaba. To put doubts in your heart towards anbiya. So, self-study can be a very dangerous thing. So, na kitabo se, na wazo se, this merely by bayans, is not going to make a change. Na zar se, it is not through wealth. But deen hota hai, paida buzurgo ki nazar se. This deen will be revived by the nazar of pious people. By sitting in the right company, the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ahlullah, those people whose hearts are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If someone is already connected to Allah, he can connect you to Allah. But if he is not connected himself, he's got no direction, what direction is he going to give you? If someone got no sunnah in his life, how can he teach you sunnah? If someone's namaz is not right, how can he teach you namaz? So this, you get the right people, you're in the right company, you're in the right environment, you're following the sunnah, you're following the teachings of Rasulullah ﷺ in the pure and pristine manner. Now you see changes coming about. Now you see people becoming better people. There was one alim in India. He became a Shaykhul Hadith, a man of great knowledge. A lot of people benefited from him. But when he was a child, he was living in a slum. He was living in the dumps. If someone travels to India, you'll see sometimes when you're going in the train, you'll see people living in the dumps, you'll see children running around naked, no proper clothing. That's how the people live. So this child, someone saw this child, and they maybe made out some potential in this child. They took the child, they sent the child to the madrasa. He went to the madrasa, slowly, slowly, working on himself, ustads are working on him, making dua for him, and yeah, he started progressing. Started progressing, started learning, started studying, eventually became a Shaykhul Hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him an expert in the field of Hadith. One day he's traveling in the train, he's got all his students, and he got his khadims and all around him, and he happens to pass by the same dumps now, where he came from, and some of the children identified him. They came running to him, grabbing him, embracing him, meeting him. He met everyone, he embraced everyone. That this is the background I came from. This is where I was one day. And this is now where I am. And remember, every child has got that potential. If you can give that child the right direction, put the child on the right line, connect him to the right people, inshallah, that child, slowly, slowly, you'll see changes coming in the child. You'll see now, that child can become the coolness of the eyes of his parents. What is the reason for all this problem? There's no deen left anymore. There's no deen. Why is the child disobedient to his parents? He's got no deen. You never gave him deen. We only gave him dunya. We gave him degrees. We gave him a profession. We sent him to university. But did you give him deen? No, you didn't give him deen. How much of time you spent on deen? How much of money you spent of deen? How many times you took him for programs? You took him, you heard that there's a program of a pious Allah wala. This deen, we have forgotten about our deen. We have forgotten that this deen, this is our protection. This deen, this is our fort. This deen, this is our dunya also. It's our akhirat also. Even for your dunya also. If you got deen, remember that man who comes on the road of piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the words of Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi, he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this dunya jannat for that man. Jannat. You know jannat, ma la aynun ra'at, wa la udhunun samiat, wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar. No eye ever seen the comforts of jannat. No ears ever heard about the comforts of jannat. Nor did it cross the mind of anyone. That man who comes on the road of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of him. Allah is protecting him. That enjoyment he gets in his tahajjud. That enjoyment he gets in his sajda. That enjoyment he gets in his dua. Bring the kingdom of the whole world and everything is nothing in front of that enjoyment. That dunya also if you want. You want peace also. Allah got it. Allah Ta'ala is telling you, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا إِنَّنَا خَزَائِنُ O my banda, what you want? We got the treasures for everything. You want good health. You want comfort. You want luxury. You want enjoyment. You want peace of mind. You want contentment. You want a happy life. What you want? Allah got it for you. Where are you looking for it? You chasing after confused people to make you more confused in life. That is what happens. We are chasing after blind people looking for direction. We are looking for our solutions in the West by the kuffar. What solutions they have got? Look at the statistics of crime. Look at what is happening in their countries. Look at the condition of the world. War has become a new normal. It's now to kill people, massacre people. It's nothing. The same people who we look up to. They are our godfathers. They are our role models. We forgot about Sahaba. We forgot about Anbiya. We forgot about Imams. We forgot about Ulama. Those people are showing you their behavior. They are showing you their true colors. They are showing you how they will kill small children, massacre small children. Yet we will still be blinded by their ways. We will still be blinded by their culture. We will still be blinded by their systems. If they put a system in place that is like wahi, you can't even talk against the system. Now you can't even talk against the education system. It's like as though you're committing a major crime. Everything else can be reinterpreted. Everything else people can have difference of opinion. But when it comes to this, no, there's only one way. Because that's the way they want us to believe. That's the way they want us to think. They want you to believe there's only one way and that is our way. And you have to follow our way. I'm not saying you must not be educated, but respected friends, everything within the confines of the Sharia. Everything has to be governed by the Sharia. And we have to, children now, when we're educating them, we have to be very careful. This child's mind doesn't sway away in the wrong direction. He's not deceived by some sort of theory. Now he went and learned some theory, now he lost his iman because of that theory. So we have to be very careful. Now we're having ta'lim in the morning, we're having ta'lim in the night, we make sure the child is in the masjid. Every namaz is there. We're taking him for dini programs. We're taking him into the company of the pious people. Allah walas, getting their duas. You know what a great thing it is to get the duas of pious people. What a great thing. You don't know. You know you heard of bad nazar. You get good nazar also too. One nazar. Sometimes one nazar on that child can make that whole child's future. But now who is it? Who even worries now? Who is Allah wala? People, such great saints are coming from India, Pakistan. Sometimes such great personalities. We're not even fit to even carry their shoes also. But how many people really are worried about that? How many people bother anymore about this? No, 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 now we're not worried. Deen we have forgotten about. Akhirat we have forgotten about. Values we have forgotten about. That is why this dunya is where it is. That is why we ended up where we are. Why? Because this qualities that we're supposed to have, the values we're supposed to have, we have lost these values. So we are speaking about working for the cause of deen, working to uplift deen. So one alim now passed away in India, Hazrat Maulana Ghulam Muhammad Wastanwi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, few days ago, he passed away. So they mentioned the amount of work this man did. 7,000 masjids he opened. 7,000. Ordinary alim of deen, not a big businessman. Where you can find that businessman that opened 7,000 masjids? Yeah, for the nikah, for that function, tell him spend millions. The sky is the limit.
Millions can be thrown away just for that few hours of enjoyment, entertainment. But how many people are thinking now? So this man opened 7,000 masjids. 2,400 maktabs. You know, they get a maktab now in Masjid Hilal, got a maktab. Glen Road Masjid is a maktab. All these maktabs. Don't undermine these maktabs. This is what is holding the iman of our children. Otherwise, what will happen? If they don't have these maktabs, if they're not going to get the proper dini education, what's going to happen to those children? Go and see in the Western countries what is happening to people. Go and see. See how people are leaving Islam. Sometimes children coming from good families, they're out of Islam now. Sometimes people went to settle down. Someone said, I'm going to settle down now in America. I'm going to settle down in Australia. I'm going to settle down in Canada. Go there a few days, few years down the line, see how that man is crying now. 10 years, 20 years passed, now he's crying. I don't know why I ever made this mistake. I came to this place to live here. There's no dini environment. Now my daughter ended up with a non-Muslim. My son has become an atheist. My marriage has broken. People have got major problems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with dini structures. We don't understand what dini structures we have got in this country. How many times you go to Madina Munawara, you meet good pious people. They tell you, you know, we came to South Africa, alhamdulillah. We saw very good quality of deen. People from Madina Munawara, they are coming here and they're telling you what dini structures we have got in our country. They are telling you. They're living in Madina Munawara, but they know what circumstances they have got. They know what challenges for a country where so little Muslim population, such a small Muslim population, but the structures, Allah said, this also was the efforts of our pious ulama. The efforts of Dawat and Tabligh, alhamdulillah. The pious ulama, the efforts of Dawat and Tabligh, Haribai Padiya Rahmatullahi, receives all this efforts of these great people that has culminated now. But if we are not going to work on our deen, we're going to lose it. That's what's going to happen. Remember, sometimes something reaches right to the top, and then it starts declining. Now that decline is going to start coming. We have to carry on following the legacy. So this alim I was speaking about, 7,000 masjids, 2,400 maktabs, 126 Darul Ulums, like Talimuddin, for example, is a big Darul Ulum. Madrasa Azadwal is a big, 126 Darul Ulums, 20 somewhat girls madrasas he put. One man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him. I'll just conclude with this last point. But he mentioned to someone, he told a person, you know, I was a weak student. I wasn't a very bright student. In the madrasa also, you get all sorts of students that come. But only Allah knows who Allah will use for what work. Sometimes a man may not be the most brilliant student. But then when you see later on the work that he does, really you can just marvel at the work one person does. One. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward these ulama. May Allah, because it's not for worldly gain. This is not for money. These people are not for money. You can sometimes go sit with the alim. We've seen some of our ustads sitting with people for hours and hours and hours trying to solve their problems. Not 1 cent. Not 1 cent. Try to go do that with a psychologist. Try to do that with a psychiatrist. Sit there for hours and hours and see how much of money you'll have to pay. So this was not about money. This was, they had that true jazba, that desire. So this alim, he says, I wasn't a brilliant student. But the nazar of some buzurg fell on me. Some buzurg's nazar fell on me. He just looked at me and he made dua for me. And that is why I achieved this year. And then he says, once I went to Saharanpur, I was in the company of Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullahi. In one evening, Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullahi expressed his desire. He said, I feel like eating a certain type of a boar. How you get boar now? In India, you get a little bit of the bigger type of boar from a certain place. Because that boar was very tasty. He just expressed his desire, no, I'm feeling like eating this. This youngster said, I'm going right now. India, it's not easy like how we travel. He took a bus, he went there, he reached there at night. He spent the night in that village. Next morning he goes, looks for the farmer who got this. He gets that, takes the next bus. By the afternoon, Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria Rahmatullahi came out from class and he left that thing in front of him. He got so excited, so happy. He said, who brought this? He says, no, my dream came true. So he said, no, this boy here. He said, he just looked at me. He looked at me for some minutes. He just looked at me. He said, through the barakat of that nazar, it seems like it is that nazar of that Allah wala, that buzurg now, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken so much of work. So respected friends, this deen is our deen. Remember, this is our deen. We have to work to protect and preserve this deen. We have to work for our families. We have to work for the Muslims. Muslims throughout the world are suffering. We need to make minimum requirement. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua. Start reading ayat kareema. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni. Don't waste your time. Remember, good health, free time and wealth. Don't waste it. There's so much of work required. There's so much of need now. There's so much of scope for us to work for deen. And inshallah, we have been blessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected Overport, that the ijtima will be coming to Overport. Inshallah, from now we make that intention that we will make dua for the ijtima and we will work towards, inshallah, making this ijtima a success and making this a means of hidayat to spread throughout the world. May Allah grant us a true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.